There's a big difference in small business lending to white companies and those run by people of color. A recent report made that point. For this week's Illinois Issues, Maureen McKinney looked at the consequences.
Champaign entrepreneur Jemiah Beard faced a pair of unattractive options to fulfill her largest contracts to date. She had a choice: give up the $100,000 or more, or deal with the embarrassment of asking her business community members for help to float her payroll.
It was kind of to a point where I was like, I'm not going to get any money, and I was like literally wanted to terminate my contract.
She got the loan needed to hire workers and buy equipment finally with the help of the Illinois Black Chamber of Commerce. The African American woman says she believes the difficulty in getting capital from Mary's Master Cleaning Services came down to her race.
There needs to be some type of change in the system and the policy as to where it can help us, not build another barrier for us to not be able to prosper or move forward.
She's not alone. A recent report by the Woodstock Institute of Chicago found that banks in Illinois are much more likely to lend to white-owned businesses as opposed to their minority counterparts. Woodstock is a nonprofit research and policy organization that works in the areas of fair lending, wealth creation, and financial systems reform. The report found if the disparity between white and non-white communities could be corrected in Illinois, predominantly minority census tracts would have gotten 19,000 more loans over a three-year period. Brent Adams is co-author of the report, which recommends a federal investigation.
Our system is structured whereby if you do well and have a lot of money, you're more able to do well and have a lot of money. The degree to which there exists a racial wealth gap, that perpetuates itself unless something is done affirmatively to fix it.
Marcus Pickett, who is African American, started his business, Temperature Doctors Heating and Cooling, in Rockford 13 years ago. He says his credit and business records are excellent. Nevertheless, he's had so much trouble getting loans that he's had to use credit cards or to share jobs with other contractors. Both have limited his earning potential.
There's always some excuse, you know, even sometimes before the application process started. They wouldn't even look at our application. They wouldn't look at our ask.
He says one bank told him outright that they didn't want to lend him the money because they didn't think his business could make it. Adam says the shortage of businesses in minority communities hurts those neighborhoods. They may not have access to fresh food or mainstream financial services, instead turning to payday lenders.
Small businesses create jobs. They are the biggest job creator in our economy. And so those local jobs are also not available. And so that's going to lead to a whole host of problems that's going to have a ripple effect throughout an entire neighborhood.
Ben Jackson is the vice president at the Illinois Bankers Association. He says the banking industry takes matters related to fair lending and discrimination seriously and wants to contribute to the independent research on disparities.
I think the report kind of understates the billions of dollars in voluminous resources that banks provide through nonprofit lending partners, including community development, financial institutions, community lenders, and small business resource centers on a continual basis. And again, our industry is constantly seeking to innovate its approaches reaching underserved consumers and small business owners.
It doesn't feel that way to Pickett.
I know what this market can bear. I know what my competition is, and I know where I need to be in my overhead to stay in business. It's not something that I'm guessing at, and I have a business plan to prove it. And you turn me down based on what? The fact that you don't think I'm going to make it, and I'm a risk to the bank because of my skin color, and that's just, it's not right. We have to be twice as good to make it. That needs to change, not just for me and myself, and I'm not here to complain. I'm going to do what I got to do to make it. But again, there's a difference between thriving and surviving.
I'm Maureen McKinney.